Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory for the great and for the mighty things that He has done. We would like to welcome you to Jehovah Jireh International Institution. We are located at 5045 Sutel Drive here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. I'm a pastor and CEO of Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center and Jehovah Jireh International. Today, we're so thankful to God for you once again joining us here in our biblical studies. God is so awesome. He is so wonderful for the great and mighty things that you've already done in our lives. You know, the Word of God says to study to thyself, a proven that God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. At this time, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your name. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have done. We thank you, Father, for all, God, that you're going to do. We thank you, Father God, for bringing us this far by faith. We thank you, God, for opening the windows of heaven for us and for pouring us our blessings, God, that there be not room enough to receive. We thank you, Father God, for rebuking the devourer for our sake. We thank you, Father, for being the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We thank you, Father, for being the Alpha and Omega. We thank you, Father God, for being the first and the last, the true and the living God. So, God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength for all the people that's in the United States of America, those that are poor, Father God, those that are not saved, those that are saved, those that are listening to this broadcast, we pray even now that you have your perfected will in their lives. That, Lord, even at the end of this broadcast and even during the broadcast, God, that they'll have a mind to make you their Lord and Savior if they haven't asked yet. And, God, that those have already committed unto you, let them be fully, fully committed. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Again, we'd like to welcome you to Jehovah Jireh International Institution. And yes, we are located at 5045 Sutel Drive here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We are thankful this morning because, you know, God has given us a biblical instructor, a biblical professor that is able to rightly divide the word of truth. She is the apostle and senior pastor of the Florida Holiness Church. Professor Kathy is a woman of God. She has been called and anointed to preach the and teach of the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. She is a graduate of the APEC school. She has a bachelor degree in theology, and she is pursuing her master's degree that she even more in Christian education so that she can even more be a great asset to the kingdom of God. We just want to thank you and want you to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Jehovah Jireh International is on the institution, is on the air. At this time, I would like to welcome Professor Kathy Missett to our class as being our instructor. And there's many that have the opportunity today to be able to hear her on air. So if you have the opportunity to have another phone, why don't you just call your friends, let them know, call your neighbors, let them know that the biblical studies of Jehovah Jireh International is now on the air. Professor Kathy Missett. from Professor Mitzit is we're waiting for her to come on the line. And at this time, we just want to let you know that we have had some marvelous studies from the Word of God. As I said before, you know, the Word of God says to study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. Professor Kathy, Mrs. has been taking us through the book of Genesis, the study of the Word of God. We're now, you know, Genesis is the first book of the Bible. It's the book of beginnings. And she is going to teach on this morning about the book of beginnings. And, you know, it's such a blessing to be able to study the Word of God, to be able to know the beginning, to be able to know where God has brought us from, all the awesome and wonderful things that God has instructed us to do. We are just going to say a few words at this time until Apostle Kathy, our professor, is with us. You know that the first five words of the Bible are, you know, it's a very appropriate introduction because of the fact that it is the beginning. It is beginning of God creation. Isn't that awesome to know that God, when we read in the book of Genesis, it tells us about the beginning. That's where it all starts at. In the beginning, God created. Just knowing that God created, He created, ladies and gentlemen, the heaven. He created the earth. And just knowing that the first moment, the first time, as we know it, and the coming that's coming into the beings of the universe, God had no beginning. Why? Why He had no beginning? Because He already and always have existed. We can serve a God that has been from the beginning. We can serve a God that was existed. The time does not tell us when He first began because He always existed. He's always with God. Listen, He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. He does have all power in His hand. And so when we think about Him being, when there was no beginning with Him, yes, there was a beginning with things that we're going to talk about and that Pastor Kathy, Professor Kathy is going to be talking about. But listen, He has no beginning. He existed for eternity. And it let us know that the first work He did outside of Himself, He did it. The Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, He did it. He made it possible for the world within itself to exist. He did it because of the fact that He knew from the beginning what He was going to do. Mine. The opening subject of the origin in Genesis is a clue as to what we may expect and to what, when we read the word, is a reminder of the book. Genesis is a book of beginnings. You got to understand, when you understand the revelation, you understand the Word of God, you got to know that He is from the beginning. It's a revelation written by the only one justified to write it, and it is God Himself. It is God Himself. And we're going to just check and to see whether or not our professor is with us at this time. And if she's not, we're going to go on until she comes on the line with us on today. Professor Kathy Missick, are you with us? Are you on the line? So we're going to go ahead and we will go ahead and continue. And we will talk about the preparation for our study. You always need to be prepared. You always need to be prepared in order to study the Word of God. You know why? Because the Word of God says to study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. The word of God says that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. He said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. So we need to be in preparation in order to know how to study the word of God, in particular, in how to study the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God that is able to save our soul. So when we talk about preparation for study, you know, we the teachers always tell us that we need to, when we go to school, and I know in the beginnings of when we are in elementary school or kindergarten, the teachers tell us what we need to have in order for the mothers and the parents to know what that child needs in order to study. Today, we're saying the same thing. You know, as a child of God and as a pursuer of those that are in preparation and are studying the Word of God, that they need the Word of God. They need the Word of God so they can study the Word, because that is the most important factor, that we must have the Word of God. So we know that it's not coming out of Times Magazine. We can know it's not coming out of Oprah Book Magazine, or it's not coming from Times Junior, any other type of book, but it's coming from the Word of God. So at this time, we'd like to, again, we're checking in on Professor Missick so that she can give us the word and that she can give us what she has prepared for us on today. Pastor Missick. We are having some issues with our program on this morning, and so we are going to go ahead and go on so that we can hopefully that we can have the professor come in at any time. But we're talking about preparation. We're talking about preparation for study. As we said before, that there are certain things that one should have when they're getting ready to study the Word of God. But the things that we need to study before we get ready to teach a class, or things that we need to study of are a student, what they need, whether they're in a primary class or whether they're in a beginner's, or whether they're in intermediate class, a senior class, or whether they're just starting the school, or pre-K, or kindergarten, or first grade through the eighth grade, and eighth grade through the 12th grade, and then college. So we want you to know that we should prepare, and you need certain things in order to prepare. So, therefore, what I need for you to do is to hear what is being said on today and what God has for us. I am getting some messages from our speaker, and we're going to go ahead and we're hopefully that you can hear her as she's speaking to us on the day. Why don't you go ahead, Professor Ms. Sig, and God bless you.
Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN. When finished, press the pound key. I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
impossible to please God. And the Bible also lets us know that if it's not safe, then it is sin. So we don't want to sin anymore to God. So we have to walk in faith. And the Bible continues to let us know that he's given every man a measure of faith. So chapters 15 through chapters 21 talks about faith. It is a test of faith and how God promised his promises to the children of Israel in the 15th chapter. 16th chapter talks about at Mount Carmel, the plan for the children of Israel. Chapter 17 talks about the institution of the covenant of the circumcision. This is our faith. 18 talks about Sarah's faith was tested when God promised them an heir, which was Isaac. And I believe during this time, she tested her faith to give him Ishmael, because Isaac, it was taking too long, and she thought that she was not adequate enough to be to trust God anymore, really is what it resulted to, that she failed to continue to trust God for the promise. How many of you know that when God makes a promise, it's not on our timing, it's on his timing? And we have to continue to trust God until the end, until the end. And it also talks about Abraham's faith was also tested around the 16th verse of that same chapter. 19 talks about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. 20 talks about the test at Aminikai. Twenty-one talks about the birth of Isaac. So we thank God for that time of allowing us to be tested and to learn more. So if you would, in your leisure, read chapters 15 through 21, and it will begin to open up to us and our understanding and enlightenment of what it is to be tested, our faith to be tested. And you'll find some very similar parallels in your own life as it relates to the Word of God. Thank you, and God bless you. God bless you for allowing us to come into your homes, your cars, to come into your life this morning and just expound a little on the biblical studies as we continue to seek the Lord, continue to thirst after his righteousness, and continue to get an understanding of the Word of God. God bless you again, and hear ye, if you will, the Reverend Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Thank you.
We honor God on today. We honor the Lord God on today, and we just thank God for our professor for an awesome job teaching and instructing and giving us direction. It's direction through God's word. It's the word we're in that we can learn more, that we can receive more of God. Don't you want more of God? Don't you want a greater understanding? Don't you want a greater revelation of the things of God? The word of God said, that word have I hid in my heart, that I will not sin against thee, except we know the word of God, except we know truth, except we know direction, then we will not be able to go and walk that straight and narrow path. So here we thank God for a professor, Missy, giving us direction through the word of God, telling us about the beginning. I know that must make you want to go and to read more and more of God's word, going back to Genesis to see where the beginning was and what God held and what he had for us and what he's still doing for us in our life. The metaphor, there's always a beginning to the things that concerning the people of God. But when you read the word of God, we find out that he was always from the beginning. He is the beginning. He is the end. So therefore, we want to invite you to come and to be a part of Jehovah Jireh International, which is located at 5045 Sutel Drive here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We want you to know that we have days that set aside that you can get a greater revelation, greater understanding of the Word of God and the direction we're in that God wants us to do and to perfect the things that the call in your life. We have mission and evangelism on Tuesday. Just give us a call. Let us know that you're interested in it. As a matter of fact, the price has been deducted for mission and evangelism because of we began in August. This is the month of November, and we will soon be having graduation in the month of April. But if you are interested in being a part of Jehovah Jireh non-degree classes, please call 904-674-7831. And on Wednesday is our degree classes, and it is we have a campus, the same place at 5064 Sutel Drive, and we want you to be able to come and be a part of the degree classes. We're in partnership with Faith Christian University, who has campuses all over the United States. I'm quite sure that you will enjoy it and that you will gain even more from what you know now that God will teach you. It's a very elating, joyful program that you can able to write by the Word of Truth. Now on Thursday is Christian Psychology, and we want you to come. And we want you to be a part of that as well. Both those days for as Christian Psychology and Mission and Evangelism is from 6 to 8. Now, the degree classes is from 6 to 9. So if you are interested in getting your associate, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree, please call that number, 904-674-7831. And on Friday, we have a ministry education, which is from 6 until 8, same location. On Saturday is our biblical study, which is being taught by Professor Kathy Missick, our instructor for today. And if you want to continue to hear and be taught by the woman of God, we want you to please to continue on. Call that same number, 904-674-7831. Tell us that you're interested, and you can make applications to be a part of our program. Now, at this time, the Word of God tells us what we do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. So what we want to do at this time, we want to pray for those that are not saved, those that have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, those that may help and may be at this state in your life, a backslider. Maybe you've turned away from God. Now, God didn't turn away from you, but maybe you turned away from Him. I want you to know that God is in love with you and that God wants you to be saved, delivered, and made free. We're going to ask our biblical study instructor, Professor Kathy Missick, to please pray for those that would like to give their life to Jesus Christ. And if you're a backslider, an invitation to life, that you can come back because you know what it's all about and that God is in love with you. So we're going to ask at this time Kathy Missick to pray and give you the invitation to life. Kathy Missick. Professor Missick. Professor Nesbitt, are you with us?
Hello. God bless. Let us bow our heads and let us have humble hearts before an almighty, true, and wise God. Most heavenly and gracious Father, Lord, we thank you this day. Lord God, we ask you to look down upon us with eyes of mercy and tender heart compassion. God, we pray right now, God, that you, God, will forgive us of everything we may have said or done, indeed thought and action, those things that wasn't pleasing in your sight. God, we pray right now for those that do not know you in the pardon of their sin. We ask you right now, God, to have mercy even the more. God, your word declared to God that if we will come before you and will repent of our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, your word declared that you yourself will throw our sin into a sea of forgetfulness, and you, the Lord God, will remember it no more. So, God, we're asking you right now, God, to do just that. God, we come humble, God, asking you right now, God, for forgiveness. God, we repent unto you this day. Give us the strength to completely turn away from it and do it not again. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we acknowledge and we know that Jesus is the Son of you. God, we acknowledge and know that he died on a rugged cross for our sins. God, we acknowledge and know and believe in our heart, God, that he died but yet rose again with all power trusted in his hand. And God, you say that whosoever, God, shall believe on Jesus, whosoever shall call upon his name, shall not perish but have everlasting life. So, God, we're praying right now for everlasting life. God, we ask you right now, God, to fill us, God, with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Give us that power, God, that we may be victorious in every situation, in every circumstance. Give us the gift of the Holy Ghost, God. God, give us that power, God, that is able to teach us in all truth and all righteousness, that's able to keep us when we can't be kept, able to keep us when we don't want to be kept, able to hold our tongue when we want to speak evil, able to give us strength to turn the other cheek. God, give us the power on you, God, which is your living spirit, the power from on high, which is your living spirit. So, God, we pray right now, God, this day, God, that those, God, that may have backslidden, those, God, that may have strayed, God, those that may have walked contrary to your word, God, that know the truth of God, your word declared that you're married to the backslider. So, God, I pray right now that you would touch their heart, beat back the opposing powers of the enemy that would try to continue to deceive them to think that they're okay and that they're right and it is okay for them to live in a backslidden state. God, we pray right now that you would touch their heart, that, God, that they would come back to the fold, God, in the name of Jesus, realizing that Jesus, God, is our shepherd. He is the great shepherd, God, realizing that you are our shepherd, and, God, we shall not want. As your word declared in Psalms, God, 20, you're the shepherd, God, we shall not want, God. And we thank you right now for leading us and guiding us into green pastures, God. We thank you for taking us by the still waters. And, God, we thank you right now, God, for touching our hearts, letting us know, God, convicting our spirit, man, letting us know that we need to get it right with you before it's said too late. God, continue, God, for you say you're married to the backslider. God, you will not, God, leave us astray. God, you will leave the 99 and go after the one. That's how important the backslider is to you. So, God, we pray, God, that you will continue to touch them, continue to draw them, God, with your love right now in the name and your bowels of mercy and compassion right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, touch that one. Let them, God, come yielding before the throne of grace, saying, I yield, God, have mercy upon me. And, God, we open them up, God, knowing, God, you will open up your arms and receive them back unto you this day in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, God, for that one. We thank you for that one that you've touched. We thank you for that one that you've enlightened. We thank you for that one, God, that has come out of the grips, God, and the chains of bondage, God, and is walking now into the marvelous light. We thank you right now this day. And God, we bless your name, God, for every listener on today, strengthen them and encourage them. That one that may be feeling or experiencing some adversity, God, we thank you, God, for making the crooked path straight. We thank you for righting the wrong. We pray right now that you would touch their body, that one that may be experiencing some afflictions, God, in their body. Touch that body, realizing that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon his shoulders, and by his stripes we are healed, and we thank you for that, God. Thank you for loving us, God, above all. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen, and thank God.
We thank God for the invitation to live at this time, that we will pray for those that have any infirmities or sickness in their bodies. You know, 2,000 years ago, Christ pay the price for you and me, that we can be healed, that we can receive deliverance, that we can be whole, and that God can give us what we need and supply all our need. I know the great physician. I know the great I am. I know that I am that I am. And if you are a believer, you know the I am that I am. And no matter what you may be going through, you may have an infirmity in your body. You may be going through something at this time. I want to encourage you today to continually to look into the hills of coming for help, knowing that your help coming from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. But David says that I will lift up my eyes unto the hill. We have to look to God who has made the heaven and the earth, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask, above all that we can think. You know, no matter what the doctor report may have been given in your life, I want you to know that you have to believe, you have to stand upon the word of God, you got to know the word of God, but the word of God is forever. The words of heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or tittle of his word will fail. So no matter how you may feel, no matter what you're going through, no matter how long you've been going through, it's a test of your faith. It's to let you know that you must rely, depend upon God. You know, sometimes in life, people throw up their hands because of the fact that God is not moving when they want him to move. Sometimes people get discouraged because they think that God is not moving in a situation in a way that they should, that it, they think it should move. But you have to keep your heart and your mind on Christ. You've got to know within yourself. I'm talking to you this morning, no matter where you may be, no matter what. You may be in Chicago, you may be in New York, you may be in Jacksonville, Florida, wherever you may be. I want you to know that God is, he sees, he knows, and that he is a deliverer. He is a healer. You may be in one of the best hospitals there is in the state or the city that you're living in, but yet you got to know that it's all about God. You got to know that he is your healer. He is your deliverer. And I just want you to just, no matter what the testing, how long the testing of faith is, you stand on the word of God. That is letting us know who you are. That let us know and let God know who you are in him. Because the word of God said, I will never leave you. He said that I will never forsake you. So this morning, I'm praying for you this morning. Yes, you and you and you, no matter what it may be, whether it's infirmity of the mind, whether it's infirmity of the brain, whatever it may be, you may be diagnosed with a malignancy, a tumor of the brain. You may be diagnosed with cancer of the breast. You may be diagnosed with any type of bronchial, a lung type of disorder. I want you to know God is still in control and that God is able to move on your behalf. You got to stand still and know who God is in you, how strong he is in you. He is stronger than you can ever realize if you just allow him to do so. So I want you to stand on the word on this morning. Headaches, backaches, whether it's in the cervical, posterior cervical, anterior cervical, know that God is able to heal you. Whether it's a disc, God is able to heal you. Whether it's in the lumbar area, whether or not it's in the thoracic area, lumbar or in the lower part of your back, God is able to heal you. He's able to deliver you. Whether or not you have infirmities that maybe threaten a stroke or any like a heart attack or anything like that, you got to know who God is and that he is your healer and he is your deliverer. Stand strong in the word of God. Don't give up. No matter how you feel, don't give up. No matter how long you may be going through what you're going through, do not give up. Our faith, Our confidence is in our Almighty God. Our Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you to God for all that you have done, oh God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, even right now, thank you for touching the people. Thank you for bringing healing. Thank you for bringing deliverance. Thank you for taking the stripes upon your back for their healing, their deliverance, Father God. Oh, God, thank you for drying up all the tears, Father God, that people are crying out, Father God, for the situation they're in. Father, God, I pray even now, God, that you'll move on their behalf. God, that you'll fight every battle. And, God, we thank you right now, God, that it's not over, God, until you say that it is over. And I thank you for the building of their faith. I thank you, Father God, for what you've already done and for what you're going to do. Now we give you all praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we thank you. We would like to thank you again for tuning in to Jehovah Jireh International Institution. And we want you to join in with us on our next appointed time. We want you to come and call your friends. You can start today, all during the week, and you can look on your screen, look up on the internet and to see our day that we're going to be on for this month, on this coming week. We know that it's Thanksgiving. We'd like to take this time to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I pray the love of God, that you will show God's love to those that are around about you, not only to your family, but reach out and be a soul winner for the kingdom of God. And it doesn't just have to be on Thanksgiving, but it can be every day. So here I am expressing a love to you on behalf of our biblical study teacher, instructor, Professor Kathy Missick. We would like to say God bless you. May God shine upon you. May you be blessed continually and you're going out as well as out coming in, and your coming in is our prayer. See you next time, and you be more blessed.